The theme for Heritage Week itself this year is It's In Your Nature, focusing on the links between people and place and their natural heritage. It's a wonderful way to engage with people who are engaged with their natural heritage and to become introduced to different aspects of that. You'll see from the array of events that are taking place, it covers everything from historic properties, which are open throughout Heritage Week, to the natural heritage, to archaeological sites as well, to different aspects of sort of music and language and culture as well. So it really covers the whole gambit.
And tell us the history of Donegal's involvement in this. Why did we embrace it such that for 3 years in a row now, we've the top number of events right across the entire country?
When I started back in 2004 as Heritage Officer, there was about 20 events taking place throughout the county for Heritage Week. And as I said, this year now we're 124 that are in the guide, and it's actually pushing its way to 130 this morning on the website. But again, I think it's sort of people have become more aware of the heritage, and also they want to conserve that heritage as well. And particularly with initiatives like the Wild Atlantic Way, people also interested in employment in their local areas, they're looking towards heritage to provide part of that solution as well. And again, you know, a lot of tourists that come to the area, a lot of the activity that goes on in the area is really based on the heritage resources that are there. And the focus is very much on the material heritage. I think also too, the support that the Heritage Council provides, in that they provide funding, for example, this year of over 80,000 to 18 projects around the county. And again, as part of that, the groups are expected to organise a Heritage Week event. So again, that contributes to the programme of events that are taking place.